Inky News, I'm Ben Thomas. Alabama lawmakers are looking for ways to protect in vitro fertilization in the wake of a state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos should be considered children. Meanwhile, Norman Hall reports a cabinet secretary paid a visit.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra visited a group of frustrated IVF patients in Birmingham. The ruling by the Alabama Supreme Court raises doubts about the future of some fertility treatments in the state. Becerra says the uncertainty is due to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade.
When Roe went down and took away health care rights and access, it did it to more than just abortion care.
For now, the treatments are on hold in Alabama. Governor Kay Ivey says lawmakers are working to clarify the conflict.
And I anticipate having a bill on my desk very shortly.
But Secretary Becerra says Congress may need to intervene to enshrine protections nationwide. I'm Norman Hall.
Congressional leaders emerged from an Oval Office meeting with President Biden optimistic about the prospects for avoiding a partial government shutdown, but with a reluctant House Speaker, aid for Ukraine remains uncertain. Two men convicted of murder in the death of Run-DMC's Jam Master Jay, nearly 22 years after the rap star's death. And wildfires rapidly expanding in Texas.
Fueled by surging winds, that's prompted safety warnings for several towns in the state's rural panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek fire has more than doubled its size since it sparked Monday. The National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings and fire danger alerts for several other states throughout the midsection of the country, as high winds of over 40 miles an hour, combined with warm temperatures, low humidity, and dry winter vegetation, make conditions ripe for wildfires. In central Nebraska, a mower sparked a prairie fire that has burned a huge swath of grassland, roughly the size of the state's largest city of Omaha. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Fighting remains an element of the modern National Hockey League, but Dave Ferry reports its role has evolved and lessened somewhat.
Fighting remains a staple in the NHL, but not nearly as commonplace as it was as late as 20 years ago, when the Flyers and Senators combined for a league-record 419 penalty minutes. New rules and the implementation of a salary cap were put in place after the 2005 lockout, making enforcers like Riley Cote almost extinct.
Guys like myself back in the day no longer exist. Like one-dimensional fighters no longer exist. Minimize fighting throughout the league. It's been a natural progression.
The salary cap made general managers more reluctant to spend money on one-dimensional players whose sole purpose was to drop the gloves. The NHL has clamped down on stick infractions and unnecessary hits through rules enforcement, limiting the type of play that would necessitate the employment of a tough guy or goon. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thanks, Dave. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.